Apple makes some strides in diversifying its employee roster. Details coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. In its annual diversity report, Apple boasts some small increases in its share of women and minorities working at the tech giant, claiming that its most recent group of hires is considerably more diverse. Let's get right to the story. Joining us now is personal tech columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Georgia Wells. Hi, Georgia.
Hey.
So Apple reported its most recent group of hires, and it's considerably more diverse. What exactly does that mean, though? Let's break some of it down. We saw some increases in minorities being hired. Where does that stand?
Mm-hmm. So it means that diversity at Apple is increasing very slowly. So over the past couple of years, the percent of women and the percent of Hispanics and the percent of blacks at the company has inched up each year about 1%. But the overall diversity of the people who they are hiring this past year, like, has been considerably more diverse than the overall makeup of their company. So, partly this is what happens when a company with a very large population is trying to change the diversity.
Now, we've spoken on this tech podcast before about the lack of diversity in the tech sphere. Do you think that that might have laid the tracks?
Mm-hmm. So companies in the tech industry started releasing their diversity reports about 2 years ago, and that was in response to calls that people knew that diversity was very low in the tech industry, but they didn't know exactly how low because there was no data, and no accountability, no transparency. And so now we have 3 years worth of data from these tech companies, and we can see that progress is happening very slowly. But many of the tech companies say that they have incentives to increase diversity because there's evidence that more diverse teams are more innovative. So it could be essential to their business model.
And, we've also talked about the hiring of women and where women stand in the workforce in the tech sphere on this podcast as well. How does that pertain to Apple in mm-hmm. terms of their latest report?
So overall at Apple, the percentage of their workforce that's women rose from 31% to 32%. One thing to note about Apple's numbers, though, is they have a large workforce of retail workers, mm-hmm. and that kind of sets them apart from similar tech companies. However, even in their retail space, women only increased from 30 to 31%. And among leadership at Apple, the percentage of women remained the same at 28% between this year from last year.
Okay. And you mentioned, the kind of different sectors or what have you within the company. Following that trend, are positions in management also diversified?
So for among leadership positions, the share of leaders at Apple who are black also stayed the same between this year and last year at 3%, but mm-hmm. the percent who are Hispanic rose 1% from 6% to 7%. So change in this area, like among leadership, is happening very slowly indeed.
With this topic often comes the discussion of the pay gap. Is Apple working to tighten that gap?
Mm-hmm. So at Apple's shareholder meeting earlier this year, Tim Cook said that they had done an analysis of people's salaries at the company and that they found that women made approximately 99% what men made, and underrepresented minorities also made about 99% what white men in similar positions made. And at that meeting, Tim Cook said they were going to close the gap. And so today they said that they've analyzed all their workers and they looked at their salaries and their bonuses and their stock options. And they said that in the U.S. they have closed any gaps that existed. And they said that they're now working to close any gaps that are attributable to race or gender internationally. Although Apple has not said how much they spent closing these gaps.
How does this compare to the other tech giants, though? Because we've talked about Facebook standing in the past, but if there was, let's call it a diversity hiring contest, where would Apple rank?
Apple would come out on top compared to many of its publicly traded tech peers. And so for the apples to apples numbers, we look at the tech workers, since Google and Facebook don't have many retail workers. And among tech workers, Apple, 8% of Apple's workers are Black and 8% are Hispanic. And at Facebook, 1% are Black and 3% are Hispanic in these tech roles. And at Google, 1% are Black and 3% are Hispanic. And so, yeah, so Apple's numbers are significantly higher than Google's and Facebook's.
It's very interesting. Georgia Wells, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Thank you. Yep, thank you.
We've been speaking to Georgia Wells. You can check out more of her article at WSJ.com. That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting WSJ.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.